For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. An engineering review of a fatal Columbia walkway collapse near the University of Missouri has found that a concrete failure was to blame. 23-year city firefighter Bruce Britt died after he fell from the second-floor walkway at University Village Apartments last month. The lieutenant was going door-to-door looking for trapped residents in what was initially believed to be a roof collapse. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports a structural engineering firm working for the university attributed the collapse to weather damage and a construction flaw in which excess air remained inside the concrete slab. Legislation that would require a 72-hour waiting period for abortions is moving forward in the Missouri House, while its Senate counterpart is stalled. Marshall Griffin has details.
The House version of the bill received first-round approval Wednesday and needs just one more vote to move to the Senate. But it likely won't fare well there, as Senate Democrats are currently blocking that chamber's version. Jason Holzman of Kansas City says the bill flies in the face of what Republicans claim to hold dear, smaller government.
This bill interjects government directly square in the face of a woman who has a difficult decision to make and says, we want you to wait longer because we don't think you've thought about this enough. How is that not big government?
The bill was laid aside Wednesday night, and it's unknown when GOP leaders may bring it up again. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri lawmakers have given final approval to a bill limiting the ability of Missouri cities and counties to restrict cell phone towers. The bill passed Wednesday by both the House and Senate, seeks to reinstate a state law originally enacted last year that was struck down by a Cole County judge on procedural grounds. The legislation imposes 19 new restrictions on the way that governments can regulate cell phone towers. For example, it prohibits them from evaluating applications for cell phone towers based on alternative locations or requiring the removal of existing equipment for applications to be approved. It also caps application fees and sets deadlines for governments to make decisions on applications. The legislation now goes to Governor Jay Nixon. Columbia Public Schools has narrowed the search for a new superintendent to two candidates. They are Dr. Dred Scott, a deputy superintendent for the Independent School District, and Dr. Peter Stiepelman, who is currently the assistant superintendent for Columbia Public Schools in elementary education. The decision will be determined by the Columbia Board of Education. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the Missouri School Board Association sent information about the position to various entities and 18 people applied.
The board then narrowed those selections down to four individuals. They conducted interviews yesterday, and they have narrowed that down to two finalists. Those two finalists will be able to meet community members at a meet and greet that will be held next week.
Baumstark says there have been huge transitions in the district in recent years between enrollment growth, grade configurations, and new boundaries. She says ideally, the next leader will be able to build upon what the district has worked to accomplish over the last 5 years. The meet and greet will include a moderated question and answer session and will be held on Tuesday, March 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Aslan Administration Building, 1818 West Worley Street. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.